This is RNZ Pacific News. I'm Finafo Noa Malolele. A highway on Hawaii's Big Island has been closed down as a lava flow from the erupting Mauna Loa volcano approaches. Hawaii authorities report that the lava flow is only miles away from the Daniel Inouye Highway. Mauna Loa, which is the largest active volcano in the world, began erupting on November 28th. In the latest update from the United States Geological Survey, the lava river is moving at an average rate of 8 meters per hour. It's slowed down but is still spreading as lava continues to spill out from vents on Mauna Loa. It hasn't been confirmed whether the lava flow will reach the highway. A group of Kanak pro-independence Kanak leaders from New Caledonia are in Vanuatu seeking support for their initiative to challenge the legitimacy of a referendum on independence conducted by France in New Caledonia last year. They want the poll's legitimacy challenged in the International Court of Justice. In last year's referendum, Kanak pro-independence leaders requested the postponement of the referendum due to COVID concerns, but this request was ignored by Paris, prompting a boycott. A low turnout in pro-independence voters resulted in a resounding victory for New Caledonians to remain with France. A delegation headed by the President of the Congress, Roch Wempton, arrived in Port Vila on Monday to hold talks with the Vanuatu government and the Secretariat of the Melanesian Spearhead Group. He told the acting Prime Minister, Jotham Napat, that they are lobbying for support to challenge the legitimacy of the referendum. An independent environmental and human rights legacy impact assessment of Rio Tinto's former Panguna mine in the autonomous Papua New Guinea region of Bougainville is to begin this week. Last year, Rio Tinto publicly committed to fund the independent assessment in response to a human rights complaint brought by 156 local community members represented by Australia's Human Rights Law Centre. Don Wiseman has more.
The mine was forced to stop operating in 1989 by what became a 10-year-long civil war. The Bougainville government's very keen to see a resumption of mining there as it strives to develop its economy in its quest to achieve independence by 2027. The human rights complaint alleges that the massive volume of mine waste pollution left behind by Rio Tinto's Panguna mine is continuing to put people's lives and livelihoods at risk. Over 1 billion tonnes of waste tailings were released directly into the Jabba and Kawarong rivers during the operation of the Panguna mine between 1972 and 1989.
In Fiji, the People's Alliance Party leader Sitiveni Rambuka has labelled the arrest of his deputy party leader as an attempt to derail their general election campaign and muzzle candidates. Mr. Rambuka says Dan Labadon's arrest undermines the democratic and constitutional rights of Fijians to participate in political campaign activities. The incident is in reference to a complaint that was lodged by the Fiji First Party in September, which claimed that Mr. Labadon had paid a group called Rock the Vote Fiji to exclusively invite him to events in order to spread his presence on social media. Mr. Labadon has since been released without charge. The French judiciary has thrown out an alleged forgery and fraud case against the former French Polynesian president, Gaston Flosse, relating to a property transaction in Paris. In 2018, Mr. Flosse and his son Reginald had been accused of forging management papers for a house which they had jointly owned with Flosse's former wife. Flosse Jr. was appointed manager of the holding company in place of his father. When the property was sold in 2011, the proceeds were seized by the state. This was done to ensure Gaston Flosse would repay $2 million US dollars he owed to the public purse. for spending millions on phantom jobs for the benefit of his political party. The Papua New Guinea Defense Force has signed a partnership deal with the United States Army's Wisconsin National Guard as part of World War II commemorations. It marks 80 years since the militia force participated in the Pacific Campaign. PNG Defense Force Commander Major General Mark Goyna told the Post Courier the deal would involve training provided by the National Guard. A wreath-laying ceremony was held at Ella Beach Remembrance Park in Port Moresby, where Wisconsin National Guard Major General Paul Knapp said the deal was part of a global partnership.
Papua New Guinea joins a group of 95 nations as members of the National Guard State Partnership Program. The United States began this program in 1993 to build relationships that enhance global security and cooperation between nations.
The government of Tonga has affirmed its support for the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia's bid to host the 2030 World Expo. Tonga's Minister for Foreign Affairs and Minister for Tourism, Fekita Moiloa Otoikamanu, acknowledged the leadership shown by Saudi Arabia over the last few years to boost its tourism industry and its ambitious plan to attract 100 million visitors by 2030. Ms. Otoikamanu says the investments in smart, environmentally sound infrastructure places Saudi Arabia as a global leader in responsible development and growth. To sport, the Fijian Drua and Moana Pacifica's spots in the Super Rugby Pacific tournament have been secured until 2030. This has been confirmed by New Zealand Rugby and Rugby Australia following a new joint venture agreement in Sydney. Christina Persico reports. That's it for RNZ Pacific News and Sport. You can find more updates at rnzi.com.